Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, December 18th, 2015, the day you see, or the day after you see, maybe the day before you see, The Force Awakens. I'm Adam Paulus. Last week at the box office, our movies you will not hear next week, number one was The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 with $11.4 million. Number two, In the Heart of the Sea, $11 million. The Good Dinosaur was number three with $10.3 million, followed by Creed, number four, $10 million. Krampus rounded out the top five with $8.4 million. New this week, Star Wars, The Force Awakens. I saw it last night. Fun fact, there are so many multiplexes in Phoenix, and possibly your town too, with the movie on every screen, every 30 minutes. I just waltzed up to a movie theater in the mall, walked right in, didn't buy a ticket in advance. So, and that was at 8 p.m. I'd say give it a shot. If you didn't go for opening day this time, go next time. Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Ship, Sisters, and others you probably aren't going to see because of Star Wars are also opening. He Never Died, a horror comedy cannibal movie with Henry Rollins, is opening today. I kind of want to see that too. There's a lot of good stuff. In the news, The Soup on E! Will have its finale tonight, Friday, December 18th, so maybe you'll see it if you aren't at the movies. I told you about the Star Wars theater thing, so we'll talk about the Xena reboot. Writers are on board. It's happening. I don't know that they confirm Lucy Lawless are in it or not. If she's not, who cares? The Independence Day resurgence and Star Trek Beyond trailers are up. If you haven't seen them, check them out. You might like them. You might not. The reaction to the Star Trek trailer seems to be uniformly negative, which I took from it was the studio is probably trying not to promote it like a Star Trek movie to people who watch Star Trek on TV. They're trying to go out of their way to say, it's not your dad's Star Trek. I mean, I can't say that I have a problem with the idea of a movie in the future having crazy modern-ish music because it's oldies to somebody. But, you know, I mean, as a music person, I don't know that I listen to anything that's more than 60, 70 years old, certainly not 100 years old. So it's maybe the digital music world changes everything and everybody has access to everything, but who knows? On sale, Entertainment Earth. We've got sales. Lots of sales. Free shipping. Check our website today for that offer. We've also got exclusive Star Wars bundles. Our new exclusive Star Wars products put together in a grouping at a lower price. And I believe many of them qualify for free shipping. We've also got BOGO sales galore. Buy one, get one on tons of great items that you probably actually really want to buy. And we're adding more stuff as soon as we can. Check it out. In the toy news, new this week, Hikari added a clear glitter Buzz Lightyear, while Entertainment Earth added an exclusive Mickey Mouse vintage premium Hikari Sofobi vinyl figure with weathering, and it looks like something that might have been around 50, 60 years ago. It's great. We also received the Transformers Robots in Disguise Minicon Battle Packs Wave 1 set, as well as a gift pack, which I believe are all in stock right now. And we put up pre-orders for the Generations Combiner Wars Deluxe Wave 6. Those are the limbs for Skyrain. You'll get Hound, Smokescreen, as well as, I'm doing this off of my head, Wheeljack, and this will come to me. I got this. Trailbreaker. Ghostbusters Select Series 2 action figures feature Peter, Egon, and Zool. While we added new pop vinyl Sesame Street, Snuffleupagus, Big Bird, Elmo, Grover, and The Count. In addition to our very swell Oscar the Grouch orange exclusive pop vinyl figure based on the first season appearances on Sesame Street. You should buy one. Also, don't forget to order Kung Fu Panda Flocked Po. And that's it! I hope you guys enjoy the new Star Wars movie. I did. I don't want to give you too many reasons to hit stop, but I'll just say it was a good time. You could probably drive a few holes, trucks through the plot holes in the movie, but you're going to have a good time, and there's enough stuff on there that if you grew up with Star Wars, you will love most of this movie, and you'll probably like the rest of it, so check it out. I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Go see a movie this weekend. There's plenty of good stuff to see. And if you're having a week like mine, you need a little escape. So take one if you can. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next week.